We had a crazy year, and we are going to talk about it.
The Babylon Bee is the only website that covers the news, and we do a countdown of our best articles.
We had some really great videos, and some that were underappreciated.
This is so dumb.
All this and four morons.
The Bee Weekly.
Treasure in heaven is great, but it's not going to buy you a tank of gas. So let's take a moment to briefly review the current state of our economy and the global effect the war between Russia and Ukraine has had. We're in for a tough year here, and Biden's printing and spending could be catastrophic for the US dollar and the market. That's why a growing number of financial analysts are recommending you diversify with gold and silver now. And the only company we recommend is Allegiance Gold. Our friends at Allegiance Gold can help you protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver and have it delivered securely right to your door. The team at Allegiance Gold takes the time to educate their clients on the importance of having a financial portfolio that's diversified with gold and silver. Allegiance Gold has been one of the top precious metals firms in the nation for their commitment to protecting your hard-earned savings. They have an A+ from the Better Business Bureau, a 5-star rating with TrustLink, and they're AAA rated with the Business Consumer Alliance. If you act now by calling them and you mention Babylon Bee, we'll even give you $500 of free silver on a qualified purchase. Call 844-790-9191 to get this exclusive offer. Or you can visit allegiancegold.com/bee. That's B-E-E. Call 844-790-9191. That's 844-790-9191. Or visit allegiancegold.com/B-E-E.
Welcome, everyone, to the Babylon Bee podcast. I'm glad that you have decided to spend your New Year's with us.
Happy New Year from everyone at the Babylon Bee.
Hey, guys, what's up? Jared LeMaster here from the Babylon Bee. I just wanted to invite you guys to Bee Live February 24th in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas at the River Ranch Stockyards. It's going to be amazing. We're all going to be there. You're going to get a chance to meet everybody. We're going to get a chance to hang out. There's going to be some live stuff going on, live comedy, live podcasting, question and answer time with Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, if you're interested in that sort of thing. Anyway, so get on down to BabylonBeeLive.com and get your tickets today. The question is, why haven't you done this already? I can't wait to meet you.
Welcome to the only podcast that covers the new year.
I don't know when this comes up, but Happy New Year
Happy
to you
new year.
All. Thank
Happy
you new guys year. For everything you have done to support the Babylon Bee, whether it's Absolutely. Following the podcast, subscribing, sharing our stuff. It's been a great year. I feel very blessed
it's been
to
a
have
wonderful, wonderful year.
Had such a wonderful 2022.
It's been a crazy 2022. Awesome year.
It's been a very good year.
Maybe one of the best years of my life personally.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm saying that, but it's true.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Didn't your house explode yesterday?
It did. In the middle of the
podcast. And it's still the best
Why
year.
Why do you think it was the best year?
I hate that house. No, in the middle of the podcast yesterday, I had to leave in the middle of one of Kyle's stories, which was okay because I wasn't really listening anyway.
In the middle of last week's podcast,
last
Movie
week's,
Magic.
Yeah. Didn't your house explode last week?
It was a crazy week. It was a crazy
Two weeks ago.
It was just a leak in the ceiling that a rat that I had previously killed had done before he died.
Haunting you.
Murdered
even
him.
In his death.
Murdered him.
A literal rat? Or
It was a literal rat. And he was really big, I'm telling you.
How big?
I've killed a lot of rats in my life. And this one was like...
Unusually
I could have
sized.
Been a ratter. I could have been a ratter.
Unusually sized?
Yeah, it was unusually... Rats of unusual size.
I don't think they exist.
What is the next line?
He just gets tackled by a rat.
Oh, he gets tackled by a rat.
Like, that would be What's funny. The next line?
Somebody dressed like a rat.
The next line is
like a rat. Do it right now.
Yes.
I don't believe they exist.
Beavers Aww. Of unusual
it's
size.
It's a beaver.
I don't think they
yeah.
exist.
Oh, you got his hat
it's a
messed
B-O-S.
Up.
A B-O-U-S.
A B-O-U-S.
Will you fix his hat?
Yeah, yeah. We got it. We got it.
Okay.
Well, we are going to run down the Babylon Bee's top moments of the year on the podcast. We can talk about them a little bit.
Okay,
and
I'm done. Sorry, Dan.
Periodically, a horn will blow.
Mine's broken. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so here are the Babylon Bee's top moments of the year.
The Babylon Bee's best moments of 2022.
1 year ago, we interviewed Elon Musk right before the holidays. I think it was
Whoa.
December 19th, 17th, 19th, something like that, right around
what?
There. We interviewed Musk. That was a crazy thing that,
was
that
a
came
top
together.
Moment, definitively.
That's you were just wearing your I interviewed Elon Musk and
all
I
got was this t-shirt. Yeah, Bettina made these wonderful
on
shirts.
On sale, at, right? Are they
we
on
should
sale?
Sell them.
They are not on sale. Oh. No. Not
four people would purchase them.
I was trying. Yeah, only four
yeah,
people
not
were
many
able
people
to.
People did interview Elon Musk. Yeah.
That's true.
So that was a great time, and that was kind of, that kind of kicked us off for the new year. So going
speaking
to
of getting kicked off, we got kicked off of Twitter in 2022.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never going to forget that one.
For making the controversial statement that a man is a man.
How can you say that, speech. Brandon? You hate bigot.
Speech. Terrible.
Hate speech. So terrible, we got new, yeah, we got suspended on Twitter on March 20th-ish in 2022. And that was a whole crazy thing.
Obviously, yeah. This made waves and everyone was talking about it, including Ben Shapiro. I'm not going to butcher his exact quote, but I think we could play the clip right here of what he said.
Andrew, it'll never not be hilarious that it will be seen as a historic inflection point that a bunch of purple-haired interns got Twitter to ban a Christian satire site for saying men are not women. And this will be seen as a historical inflection point. It just shows how insane our society has become.
Yeah, that's profound.
Like, exactly. I mean, how this is just a turning point in history.
It's so crazy.
It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy to make those kind of waves when we're just making really dumb jokes. Mm-hmm. But we did get reinstated on Twitter. That was in November of this year. So that's
wow.
crazy.
It's a long time. Was that 8 or 9 months?
We were locked out for 8 months. Yeah. Yeah. March to November. Yeah.
Speaking of Musk. Yeah.
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 Now, how insane is it that maybe not the primary factor, but a significant motivating factor of Elon purchasing Twitter was because he realized the ridiculousness of the situation that we find ourselves in as a culture, where you cannot state something obvious, even as a joke. Like, we're not even saying that a man is a man. We're joking that a man is a man, even though a man is a man. And that could get you banned.
You just said it without joking.
Yeah,
it is pretty nuts.
That Elon would go so far to purchase something for $44 billion and pay, what was it, like $90 million extra just for this his dumb weed joke?
Yeah, he paid something like $150 million extra dollars to make it say $420 or something in the share price.
And all of this precipitated wow. because of this culture that is just shutting down reality. Mm-hmm. It's truly in the strictest sense Orwellian. I know that gets thrown around so often these days, but this term is literally used to describe the situation in which where double speak, you're not allowed to say what is actually true.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like we are moving to a place where it's less like that. I think this 2022 was a good year for free speech because of what Elon Musk did, because of all this that went down.
The pendulum's starting to swing back a little.
Yeah, and I at least we can have a voice now. And I think that's great in our culture.
Yeah, we are seeing some pushback
yeah,
for sure.
There's,
yeah.
People aren't letting it happen. They're not just rolling over, which is great.
Yeah, I do think that we're outnumbered still as like the group of sane people. Sure. But I also think that our side, so to speak, definitely got stronger this year. I think the opportunities for people who are like, we're done sitting on the sidelines, we're ready to take action, we're ready to speak up, we're ready to make fun of crazy people, ready to mock them, and we've gotten a lot more powerful this year. So,
well, it just shows the power of humor and mockery. Like when you can see this massive machine of wokeness and politically correct language, and you can just start making jokes about it. You know?
Yeah.
I always liken it to the boy in the story of the emperor who had no clothes, you know, who's like, hey, that guy's naked.
I encourage our entire audience. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard, but we are in a time where we're getting to the point where truth, like just obvious truths, we're stating simple, obvious truths is something bold.
Yeah.
So I encourage our audience to call out the proverbial nudity of the emperor. I'm a conflict averse person. I don't like irritating people. I don't like people being upset at me. But at the same time, we're at a turning point where either we speak the truth or we shut our mouths and regret our decisions.
I'm with
and regret
or we go to
regret
jail.
Not speaking the truth. And we go to jail. We go to jail for the truth, and the truth shall prevail.
Live not by lies. That's what Alexander said.
It is scary. It is scary to speak up. But you'll be glad that you did. I sure am.
Well, I always feel bad saying that because I feel like it's easy for me. Like, I work at the Babylon Bee. I'm not going to get fired for I get fired if I say I have preferred pronouns or something, you know. But for saying a man is a man, like, I'm not going to get fired for that. That's like what we're here for. And I know there's people who are in a lot more sensitive positions that have to be a lot more careful.
Of course.
But at some point, you know, we're talking about the homeboy. I can never pronounce his name right. The guy that the Gulag Archipelago.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Thank you. He, Alex, my buddy Alex, he talked about how during the communist revolution or during the reign of Stalin, they all didn't speak up because they thought, well, they're just taking my neighbor six doors down. Mm. They're not going to get to me. And then, well, they're just taking my neighbor five doors down. And then by the time they got to them, they were like, oh, I should have spoken up when they took my neighbor six doors down.
Right.
And he said, and he realized later on, he's like, we had the power all along to stand up, but nobody wanted to. You know?
So there's nobody left. The lesson I'm taking from that is quit Stalin and quit Stalin.
Yay.
Also, Elon Musk bought Twitter in November, late October, I think, and revealed that it was just a psyop to manufacture consent, manipulate facts, and censor people who don't agree with the left on behalf of the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon. I like whoever the based person is who writes our notes.
And also, is he really going to step down as CEO? And
he says he is.
He did, and I don't think he would have made that poll unless he was prepared and already had a CEO plan. But so he reveals and pulls the curtain back, reveals all of these, you know, shady things that we already suspected were going on, but he confirmed it with receipts. And now he's like, all right, I'm good. Well, now I'm going to go back to being the guy that you guys like.
I think it makes sense for him to say, I'm going to stay at a high level position here and still be the face who's like interacting with people. But technically there's someone else here who's running the business side of things.
Yeah, I think he's still going to be making big decisions, but not so, maybe not as vocal.
He claimed he was going to run the software and servers and have someone else like run the business.
He's got a Pepper Potts in the wings.
Yeah.
He's the Tony Stark.
That's a good, to speak of a Christmas movie, Iron Man 3. Well, we also published a book this year, The Guide to Democracy. Mm. Where is our copy?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
There's a good one
over there.
Oh, Babylon Bee Guide to Democracy. We'll put a graphic up on the screen. You guys can go check out the links.
So funny. I got both books for my dad because grew up for Christmas, which he's already seen. Okay. So I grew up reading political cartoons and the Far Side books. So I got the books and I was flipping through them last night as I was wrapping presents. I was like, this is actually a perfect gift for my dad because we grew up loving the Far Side. And I was like, wait, I think I want to read this before I give it as a present, because I don't think I've actually spent the time going through every single page, but you flip it to any page and it's like, wow, they're just owning every single page of this book. And I'm just very excited that it came out.
Well, Brandon, was this your first published book?
This was my first.
Having content published.
Well, I had one joke in the wokeness book.
Was it the Michelle Branch one?
I had a single joke in the wokeness book. But yeah, I got to write, Kyle was gracious enough to allow me to write a full chapter. And then I kind of scattered a bunch of stuff throughout the rest, contributing. But
what chapter was it?
I wrote the majority of chapter 11.
It's on government spending.
Okay.
There was like a list at the end that was a bunch of our writers, but I wrote the majority of chapter 11. And it was an absolute blast. I had so much fun. We pulled so many late hours. Bettina, Travis, Gavin, Brian, and... am I missing anyone? I think I am.
I had one contribution to the book, and it was CVS. When we were listing government agencies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I like that joke. Yeah,
and
that was
then
a good one.
I was just gotten hired part time. Yeah.
Agencies like FBI, CIA, and then one of them.
And I was like, CVS. And Kyle was like, huh. And I was like, yes.
He's like, hey.
I think I got it. I got a government agency in there too. I don't know which one it was.
But if you get a.
Yeah.
From Kyle. That's pretty good.
That's literally it.
It's like a belly laugh from someone else. Yeah, it's true. Yep.
Not
nose chuckle.
Not touching your nose or touching your ear.
Yeah. Yeah. If I don't do this.
No beard stroke.
That's really funny.
That's funny.
But yeah, that was great. It's
so
a good time.
We broke our backs over hitting the deadlines over it, but it was worth it. It all paid off. And it's just so rewarding to see something that you poured your heart into to be able to hold that in your hands. And still, we flip it open and laugh at our own dumb jokes.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And you know, Brandon was so funny when he was writing that book because I was just throwing in a bunch of dumb jokes and I blew five or six chapters in there yeah, great jokes, whatever. And Brandon's calling me, you're slacking me, all this fact-checking his jokes. He's like, is this 100% accurate? Because I want to make sure, because we had a joke this is the size of the national debt in $1 bills. And he's like doing the math to make sure it's actually the size of the Starship Enterprise.
We did the calculations. We actually like, did the calculations.
Wow.
Like, and a lot of, yeah, a lot of the jokes. Well, one of my struggles in writing the book is I had to make it not a textbook because there were so many things I was like, we got to teach people about this. We got to teach people about this. And then eventually I kind of tried to let that go and
have fun.
Have more fun with it.
That's funny.
Well, I also had my own book published, The Postmodern Pilgrim's Progress. That was my first kind of solo novel. I wrote it with Joel Berry, but my first non...
The first solo novel that I wrote.
That I wrote with someone,
Else.
And yeah, that was a lot of fun to publish a novel. So
I actually read that one and it was very good.
Well, thank you.
It's a very good book. I read it in a couple of days. My son read it the next day.
Oh, great.
And he's a fast reader, but he loved it as well. It's a really good book. No, although he probably could read it. no, my 14-year-old.
Oh, okay.
But it was great, and you should buy it. It's really worth reading.
I will.
Especially if you like Pilgrim's Progress.
Well, thank you. Awesome.
Also very exciting. We moved our offices we moved outside of the postage stamp where we used to work.
The old office.
It had its charm.
It was cozy and very charming.
It was cozy, but. It was tiny. Every time we had a shoot, everyone that was crammed in writing in one room would have to migrate to the other room, and then we'd set up a light. And it was, well, we have more space now.
We have more space now, but it's felt like it was a testament to your visual talent as a video. I don't know what you want to call yourself. You say that you just wear all the hats out of necessity, but you were so talented. You would make that space look like a movie studio.
It was incredible. We used every corner, every wall. Every square inch of carpet was like something different.
It was a doctor's office. It was Afghanistan. It was a torture chamber. It was a jail cell. It was many.
And it was also things for our shoots.
Correct.
Great.
Here's something exciting that happened. The most popular segment of the podcast in all of history, in all podcasts actually, we introduced this year, Sizzler Facts.
Sizzler Facts.
12 weeks ago.
29 weeks ago.
23 weeks ago.
63 weeks ago. Is that right? 63?
We debuted a breakthrough new podcast segment called Sizzler Facts.
It's been a journey for us learning so much about Sizzler. I already knew a lot about Sizzler before we started, but I didn't realize... the depths of and the history and the rich culture that Sizzler brought forth and all the choices that they offered until we had really started the segment.
Amen.
It's deep. It's
really just so beautiful.
Yeah, I had listened to some other podcasts. They do Sizzler segments as well, but I think ours is the best.
Ours is probably top.
I was talking to my parents last weekend and my mom, I think it was my mom. She said, or it was my dad. I think he said, so I was listening to the podcast. He's like, does Sizzler pay you for that segment? And I just want to let all him and all our audience members know that it's not
paid. It's not sponsored.
This is from the bottom of our heart.
I feel like they do pay us, though, just by existing.
In choices.
They paid us and by existing. Up to this point
for sure.
By all of the...
Yeah. This is just our small token
Sizzler
of
culture they've infused.
But it is not paid advertising. It is solely from our hearts.
Yeah. And all the Formica.
Well, we hired on a bunch of people as we grew, like Emma, Chandler, Jarrett, Jordan... Kiergel.
I didn't know that we hired that person.
We hired her as a part-time writer, yeah.
So just that's recent. So cool. It was a recent
That's thing. Really cool.
Yeah.
Ashley and that other guy. So it's been great to see the talent pool expand. We have so many talented people working here. It's pretty incredible.
And Jarrett.
And also.
It's great having all the talented people plus Jarrett on board. Yeah.
I'm joking. Jarrett. Yeah. We love your contributions. Seriously, no one can do what you can do. The people that you know, the contacts that you have, you are indispensable.
Thank Absolutely. You.
How you say.
Even though I make fun of you a lot, you are very much appreciated.
I know. I we've had comments on the podcast. The people are like, Kyle, you're so mean to Jarrett. I never feel like I'm
I don't think it's
like
mean.
Jarrett is such an easy punching bag because no matter what you do or say to him, he just...
Oh, man.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
He's dying inside, but on the outside...
I go home and cry.
You just go home and cry to Christina every night. Like, the guys, man, they're just...
The Arrested Development scene of Tobias in the shower.
I think we can be a little too mean to each other sometimes, though. I think that, you know, Jerry is a good sport, but, I think, it can affect, more than we might let on at work,
I'm trying good. To publicly appreciate you.
Well, Jerry. Thank you. No, I appreciate it. I think all the comments...
But just you, no one else.
Cool. Where are we?
Let's burn.
We had our first series on YouTube, the California's Move to Texas series starring Chandler and Siaka, which was awesome.
I haven't seen that one.
It went gangbusters. I've never heard that phrase before, but what? Yeah.
You never heard that? It did well.
Gangbusters. Kevin Sorbo did a listicle and a podcast in the studio, and my hand was in the on
most
screen.
Importantly,
most my importantly,
was on screen with Kevin Sorbo.
We got Ted Cruz in a video.
Yes, we did.
From the pitch board when we were writing the series, when we were writing it out, I was like, we need to have Ted Cruz in there, and we made it happen. It
was awesome.
Yeah. Well done, team.
We had a few we had a list of some cameos that we wanted.
Yeah.
Top of the list was Zodiac Killer.
Yes.
And we made it happen. So that was wonderful. Brandon printed a 3D sandworm from Dune for me. Actually, two 3D sandworms.
Quite disturbing. This was a highlight.
You have never seen a 3D printer? This is like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I loved watching it blow Chandler's mind. She was like, you made that? That just printed right now? Yeah. What is that noise?
What do you mean print? It's not what flat. It's printed. It's a plastic thingy. And then I saw the smaller like flat bean. I was like, whoa! Like even more right. impressed by like
It is amazing.
It is incredible. It's a totally amazing.
The first time you hear about 3D printing, it's definitely a moment when you're like, what?
It's like Star Trek or something. It's an amazing moment.
Insane.
And if you haven't seen a 3D printed sandworm, definitely see
it. Just like look it up on YouTube.
It's amazing.
Another highlight of 2022, which is also a major downside, is Claire, our intern, came into our lives and then left us for college.
Stupid college.
Dumb college.
She had some of the best quotes.
Yes, she did.
What was the one about how she's not genetically
My favorite was, I don't know if they would allow me into Switzerland because I have too many genetic flaws.
And she had something about her femurs being...
I have unusually large femurs. I've measured them.
I've done the math.
Bettina bought a house. I didn't know that. Congratulations, Bettina. Woo!
Chandler got engaged.
I didn't know that. Congratulations, Chandler.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats. It's awesome.
We like James. I love James.
Can we all read this one together?
I really do.
And
Dan read through Martin Luther's Bondage of the Will.
We also met Kirk Cameron and... We went top golfing with him.
And he threw...
It's like golfing, but on top.
I was too busy getting engaged when that was happening.
That's true.
I was so bummed. I was like, no, they could have waited. Great. Like, I was in Hawaii. I was like, no!
He threw a club off the top.
Inadvertently in anger. Yeeted a club from the top.
He yeeted it?
I had set him up as a staged video, and I told him to throw the club down and go like, gosh darn, Jill Willikers.
No, he was going to say, and pandemic...
Then, and then I was going to say like, oh, Kirk Cameron has such a dirty mouth, you know, or whatever, potty mouth. And he does it, but he throws it too hard and it bounces off the mat and flies off the top. That's
so funny.
And he goes,
he's like, oh no.
I hope it didn't hit anyone
below. I just hurt someone.
And we posted it online and there was a lot of funny comments, like people going like, I always knew that guy was a fake Christian.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
We also met Ray Comfort and he was not in this giant pelican case that Kirk Cameron was rolling around.
Oh, sad.
You ever looked with lust in your heart?
Kirk Cameron almost gifted us a giant cool statue.
But we were not among his favorite people. Yeah.
He said he gives them to people he really likes.
And then he packed it back up and left.
He packed it up.
We toured the Ken Ham with the Ark Encounter.
And found out what a cubit really is.
What is it? It's just from here to here.
We have it.
I have it right there.
That's a cubit.
Everybody knows that.
That's a cubit. Oh. We have the measuring cubit.
Okay. Ray Comfort's cubit's a little bit.
It's a little shorter. Smaller.
Yeah,
it's diminutive.
Dan's house blew up, and everyone helped him get it back together, which was nice.
That was very special.
It's cool.
We all pitched in and got him a $100 Sizzler gift card.
And like that, all problems in the world seem to melt away,
mm-hmm.
like snow upon
his house. Is still blown up, but he can go to Sizzler. Mm-hmm. Forget about his worries for a while. The podcast has been now broken off to its own separate, rapidly growing social media profiles and YouTube channels, so go check those out. We hit 1 million subscribers.
One million!
And our YouTube channel got over 100 million views in the
last
year.
Which, by the way, it's not on here, but we made some pretty great sketches this year.
Yeah, and we actually we're going to be having a video on our YouTube channel that will have a compilation of our best sketches of the year, so please check that out. That's going to be...
Check it out.
Awesome. Yo, check it.
But most importantly, Rings of Power came out on Amazon, and Dan wrote a 12 million word essay about how bad it was.
It was beautiful.
And that was our year. So what an exciting year. Lots of stuff that happened. And we wanted to now run down the top 10 Babylon Bee articles of the year.
The Babylon Bee looks back on 2022 and looks forward to 2023.
Hey there, we know you listen to the Babylon Bee podcast 24/7 while you're eating, working, even sleeping. But in case you're looking for a little break, check out one podcast that our CEO enjoys. The Anchored Podcast, produced by the Classic Learning Test. If you haven't heard about the Classic Learning Test, or CLT, it is truly one of the most disruptive companies in modern education. CLT is challenging the College Board, the ACT, and the woke education establishment by providing standardized tests that offer a common sense return to traditional education. Their Anchored Podcast focuses on the intersection of education and culture, featuring conversations with leading thinkers like the one and only Seth Dillon, Robbie George, Ali Beth Stuckey, Glenn Lowry, Heather McDonald, and many more. If you truly want to understand the failures of mainstream education, how it's impacting our culture, and how to fix it, you won't want to miss this podcast. Listen to Anchored by the Classic Learning Test wherever you get your podcasts. That's A-N-C-H-O-R-E-D by the Classic Learning Test.
The top 10. Here we go. Number 10.
Oh, that's funny.
Trudeau claims truckers only hate him because he's black. From January 2022.
Okay, number 9. Eminem's introduced new trans character who identifies as a Skittle.
Ooh, that's our one joke.
Number 8. Elmo dies of myocarditis after receiving COVID vaccine.
And what a great picture.
Oh. I think he was getting a vaccine.
Elmo feel
that,
funny.
Elmo's that, heart feel funny.
In that segment on Sesame Street,
actually
right?
Getting, yeah. They actually gave him the COVID
Don't
vaccine.
Be afraid of vaccines, I'm kids. Kidding. Even Elmo gets them.
Weird because he's five. He's 3 or 5 or something. I think he's like supposed to be a 3-year-old.
The CDC does not approve this vaccine for me yet, but I still take it. I feel so weird now.
I'm dead.
All right. I'm dead. What is number 7?
Dems pause January 6 hearings to call for insurrection.
Oh, man.
That's great. Pretty accurate.
Oh, that was after Roe v. Wade overturned.
That's right.
Oh, we didn't mention Roe v. Wade being overturned as one of the highlights.
I think we were mostly talking bee related stuff.
But still include that as everything. I just want to clap again for that.
No, that's wonderful.
Take a sip from my conservative Tears of Joy mug.
Praise
Tears
God.
Tears of Joy.
Yep.
Tumblr.
Right. No, Jared, what's
available
number
on
6
the B shop?
Okay, number 6. Twitter workers worried Elon Musk will turn their free speech platform into a platform that allows free speech.
Sad,
really good.
Also turned to into a line in our Twitter employees. Mm-hmm.
News desk, right?
The sketch with MJ, we had her say something like,
if he buys our free speech platform, people will be able to have free speech on our platform.
Number 5, NCAA swimming champ caught in possession of performance-enhancing testes.
That's a pretty good one.
The FBI raid on Melania's closet was justified, says Merrick Garland, wearing a gorgeous new evening gown and sun hat.
Which also turned into a fantastic sketch.
It did turn into a sketch.
I don't know where you guys got that ginormous hat. It's in our prop closet still.
Know.
And I'm like, that thing is, brim is like so large.
We got it from Melania's closet.
Yeah, that's right.
Number 3.
Number 3. Musk's Twitter purchase fails after 138,000 board votes found overnight. With, of course, that is...
The classic...
90-degree angle.
90-degree.
It's insane.
It's amazing.
The Babylon Bee's man of the year is Rachel Levine.
I remember that one.
It's a bit memorable.
Surprised that got so many views. Surprised I wonder why.
I'm surprised that's not number 1. Yeah.
Well, here you'll see what number 1 is.
Number 1 is Rachel Levine is 100% woman, and we are sorry for calling her a man.
Parentheses, satire.
I forget.
It doesn't say that.
I'm surprised this is number 1, but I think right after we got banned or something, Seth tweeted this article out. And people thought it was a sincere apology. So everybody was like clicking on, no, you guys shouldn't apologize. So there was a lot of rage clicks on this. Like, I'm kind of bummed that that's number 1.
That is funny.
All right. What a great year for B articles. And this was, we do listicles, which tend to get more views than the straight headline articles. So we mostly excluded them from this list. But our number 1 listicle of the year was, Are You a Woman? 12 Signs to Look For.
Which turned into a video that also Jared into, did, and that did blew well. Up
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I really liked your character in that. Oh. We were like, yo, like, how are you supposed to know if you're like a woman or whatever?
Oh, hey, do you know what a woman is? I didn't think so.
It was like a really funny.
I liked that character.
A lot of people, It Some was people in this room didn't like it.
I liked it.
We're divided equally.
Yeah.
Because Brandon likes the character. I didn't like the character.
My video preference is always very dry, straight. And
I knew it would do
And
well.
We're more cartoony,
you
I think.
I
cartoony.
Really like characters that's fine, that's a lot. But that character in particular, I just, it's not my favorite. I can do a lot of things, and that's not my best character or my favorite.
He can do a lot more complex
stuff. Can you do Patrick Stewart?
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't go for it.
That had 560,657 views on the article, and the video had over a million. Like, that one hit a million quickly.
That's true. That was one of the first million videos.
And this was, this was right in the wake of when Ketanji Brown Jackson was
unable to answer.
I'm
not a biologist. The classic that spawned so many memes and jokes.
They were putting her in a tough position, you know, to be representative of the Wokies, and like, well, she can't say like, well, you know, I think that obviously it's ridiculous and we can make fun of it till the end of the earth, but you know, she can't exactly say.
It's clown world. That is the most insane thing.
It is so
sitting on the highest court in the land. And what is a woman? Oh, I'm no expert.
How am I supposed to know what a woman is?
All right, it's time to count down the top 10 videos of the year.
The Babylon Bee picks the best bee videos of the year.
So number 10, Signs You Might Be a Woman. The video version of that article, 1.5 million views.
Hey.
Number 9, California's Move to Texas, episode 3, The Church.
1.8 million.
Californians Move to Texas, episode 4, The Gun Range, my personal favorite episode.
Sensing a trend.
With 1.7, almost 8.
Number 7, Twitter employee undergoes therapy over Elon Musk takeover.
Those are 1.7 all very million. Close to each other. They're all like within 10,000 views of each other.
Neck and neck.
Number 6, woman driving alone in carpool lane claims preferred pronoun is they.
Our very first video together, Jared.
That was very historical.
I know. And we didn't know it at the time.
And you guys are just a great pair. We have to like split you guys up sometimes because otherwise every video would be you and you acting opposite each other.
I don't mind that. I like it.
Because you're a great kind of gruff, like the cop and the like Wokey. That was like
the Wokey.
Yeah. So we have to make sure it's not always that.
Well, that's the thing. We're getting to that
people
place
like
where
that,
we're,
though.
No, that's
we're pigeonholing
so
ourselves.
No, I feel like I'm getting typecast now. Yeah. Like Kyle. Because SJW Chandler. I'm
maybe,
like.
Maybe next video you could play like a bro character. I don't know.
And then I could be like the straight character for once.
I could try that.
Next time you will be the woke woman and she will be the cop.
I like that too. I think we should do it. Number 5?
Yep.
Okay, California Moves to Texas episode 2, Cookout. Which
Whoa.
I love that too. 2.3 million views, which was a great. I love that one.
Wow.
It was really good.
And that one did way better on Facebook than episode 1 did on Facebook, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
But on YouTube, it's
obviously.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed
to? Okay, I'll go. Californians Move to Texas, episode 1, Moving Day, the episode that started the whole series. We didn't intend for it to be a series. It has 2.9 million views on YouTube, and it has probably 30 million on the internet outside of YouTube.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Joe Rogan had 20 million views on his repost.
Joe Rogan non-attribution version.
Well, it's not his fault, but it also contributed to the success of the whole series.
TikTok versions out there,
tens of millions
of views.
It's just probably even more than 30 then. It's just insane.
Number 3, this is a hilarious sketch. Full interview. Elon Musk sits down with the Babylon Bee, 2.9 million.
Hey, I'm calling foul. This was a 2021 video, not a
I was just going to say, did it have 2.9 million? Yeah.
Let's start over.
If we reviewed
that. Number 10.
Starting January.
Well, I assume we're just looking at last 365 days.
Okay.
That's what that says. Up there.
Still pretty great.
Number 2, Spelling Bee contestant asks the definition of woman.
Oh, that 3.1. One was so great.
Just a great sketch. One of our writers, Jonathan, pitched that, and Adam wrote the script, and it was just the kid actors were great. Kira was great. You were great.
Yeah.
Everybody was great.
Everybody.
That was so funny.
And everyone in unison. Number one.
Fired Twitter employee applies for first real job. 3.4 million views. I'm actually, wow. That one kept growing.
And it was quick, and that was a recent video.
That just kept growing. Wow.
It's the sequel to number 7. So
I'm noticing a trend too, and it's like the further along we are in with our YouTube journey, the quicker things go viral.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's all snowball.
Our fans are just like really reactive when they see the Babylon Bee. They're like, oh, click.
Featuring the featuring the goblin creature herself, MJ.
The goblin creature.
I need to see that video. I need to see that video. All right.
Too. Funny.
But they can't all be bangers.
It's almost creepy.
Here's the Babylon Bee bomb videos of the year.
The Babylon Bee picks the worst videos of the year.
You know what drives me crazy? When I'm out of the country, I travel a lot. And I'm starting to watch a show that I'm getting into, but when I come home, it's blocked on my streaming service here in the States. If you didn't know, lots of amazing titles are only available in certain regions, so you're not making the most of your streaming subscriptions. If you're wondering how do you get access to these shows without leaving the country, what you need is a little help from Private Internet Access. Private Internet Access is a leading VPN provider that works with all major streaming services so that you can access more content than ever. All you need to do is connect to a server and you're good to go. The VPN is really user-friendly. One subscription can be used on up to 10 devices. Personally, I love using Private Internet Access to watch shows from the UK. Have you ever seen the Venezuelan version of the Great British Baking Show? You should. Head to piavpn.com/thebabylonbee and get an 83% discount. That's just $2.03 a month, and you also get 4 extra months completely for free.
These are the 12 ones that did not get
underappreciated.
Underappreciated, yes.
Oh,
the first one is 8 biggest unanswered questions from the January 6th hearings.
With a paltry 89,000 views.
That is
sickening.
That's honestly not very many.
Well, these are these little filler explainer videos we do. They're not really supposed to get a ton, but all right, what's next?
It's the the 1 million sub special. You won't believe what we did to celebrate.
I think people really, I mean, they know it's not a sketch. So
I think it's the thumbnail. Yeah.
86,000.
If they
well.
Saw the screenshot of us just staring at the camera, I think it would get more clicks.
I actually think it's a funny video.
I think it's great.
Anyway, I like it.
They're like, well, if I won't believe it anyway, I'm not going to
believe it. I'm not going to believe it. Yeah.
That's true. What's next?
Speaking of not believing,
I'm a chaplain, and also I'm an atheist, and I'm also an atheist. I'm going to do that again. I'm a chaplain, and I'm also an atheist.
Can you do it one more time?
I'm a chaplain, and I'm also an atheist.
Also. This was a good one. I enjoyed this one.
I like this one, too. That
was it really just good. Didn't hit, but that's fine.
I'm really sad this one didn't do better. This one's one of my favorites. January 6th Cinematic Universe Preview. I love Clavbar. He's like one of my favorite characters we've ever written. You know, I love his hairline. It's my favorite.
He has a special place in my heart as well.
I like Willis better.
No.
I like Willis
wrong.
As well.
I thought I liked their Willis cameo in the Twitter spaz video too. And I like that our universe kind of like weaves into us.
I do hope Clawbar and Willis make it into some videos in the next year. I think they're great characters.
I think I was in that one.
The first cinematic.
It's possible.
The first time we did Clawbar and Willis did better than this.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because you had the recorder and we were trying to keep a straight face while I was delivering my lines or whatever. And you were like. And you would like laugh and force air out.
Laughing through the recorder that we would go.
Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to What You Talking About Willis.
That was the second time in a Babylon Bee sketch where I could not hold... Well, actually, the camera was on a tripod, but I was literally crying tears because I was laughing so hard.
That was a genius sketch. Was, the first one is really funny. It's all the woke characters from the Rings of Power, and it's really funny.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I love that one.
Sometimes people don't get our, like... niche internal like inside joke sense of humor and that's okay. We got to take risks.
It's the employees picked wall at the Blockbuster.
To me it's not even about the jokes. Like it's just about Clawbar and his mannerisms.
Just a funny
and his,
bit. Yeah.
I want Clawbar to live on.
All right, here's another one. This one did great or did not do great, but I think it was really funny. Aww. Who's the GOAT?
Yeah.
Brady, Jordan, or Leah Thomas? Now the problem with this one is you have to watch it to understand the punchline. And if the joke is not in the headline, people aren't going to get it. But I encourage you guys to go watch this one. It's really funny. And Joe did a great job delivering the straight man news anchor lines.
I thought it was really funny. I was going ballistic when I watched it.
Nice.
Thanks.
This isn't really a sketch, but I guess this one we can talk about.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Yeah.
The Babylon Bee tours the Ark encounters up here.
Boo! It was not funny at all.
I thought there were some funny jokes.
No, it was actually really funny. I liked it a lot, but it is not, it's not our usual format. It's more of a podcast thing.
Do you think that like length has to do with that? Like watch time and, sure. you know?
Yeah, so because
podcast, you, I always consider that.
They have to watch a longer percentage for it to be considered a view. So and, someone still might watch 10 minutes and not.
You know. And then YouTube is going to recognize like, oh, it's not doing as well. Yeah. So like they don't show it to as many
But
people.
This one falls into a different category.
Yeah, it's not
a sketch. It is an interview podcast thing.
Maybe we should upload it to the podcast channel now.
Yeah, it's not but a bad idea.
It kind
idea.
Of fits into that category.
Who's reading this one? Like, we're
go ahead. Oh, someone read.
I think
someone
we
read.
Lost the thing.
We lost it.
Here's what's problematic with all 32 NFL team names is the next one.
72,000 views. This was a listicle on our website that did really well and does really well every time we repost it.
Yeah.
And as a video format, it just didn't hit. So.
Oh, I love this. Live, the State of the Union address. And I remember when that came out, I was home and I was like, oh, cool. And then I watched it. It's just like a dumpster fire, right? Like a literal for an hour. It's like an hour of dumpster fire burning.
I was literally driving when this one posted and I pulled over to the side just so I could watch the comments. And it's this magical feeling because we've done a few of these trolley videos before. And it's just this magical feeling watching the chat, seeing people anticipating, wanting to know what's going on. And then as soon as the drop hits,
yeah,
seeing people's reactions, it's just this magical feeling. It's like, we did this. We made this happen.
So you were at home. You were driving. Where were you when this one came out? I remember where I was.
Actually, I know where I was when the world stopped turning.
Yeah. Like I was at the
September
I was
day.
At the baseball field with my kids and I opened it up and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
I'll never forget where I was.
No, honestly, we all remembered. I don't remember where I was for any of these other videos.
I don't remember.
That's
I remember
true.
Where I was for that one.
That's so
well, because
true.
Because just the comments blowing up and people's reactions. Well,
that
so
was around a specific time. There was something happening around that time. I think that's why I was like, oh, I should click and see what it is.
I think it was the State of the Union.
Right, but around was it? But what was it about? It was like there was something.
I don't know.
There was something we were anticipating.
I think it was the State of the Union.
I don't know.
Maybe it was like the first one since Biden got elected or something. Yeah. I don't know. I've got my timeline all mixed up. All right.
So here's the exclusive Biden reveals list of possible SCOTUS nominees. So you know, it's kind of these ones that are a list that don't have a joke in the headline. Those are typically the ones that aren't doing as well.
What can we do about that?
What's the next one here?
Who's reading the next one?
You.
Me? Legal expert asks Justice Sotomayor to rescue herself from case due to her... So 51,000, it's only because, oh, recuse, not
I think the headline is due to her being a total idiot or something like that.
Right.
Oh.
Too long.
Exclusive, we've obtained Trump's January 6th visitor logs.
Yeah,
another one that's kind of a list of jokes. And the final one is the Babylon Bee tours the Creation Museum. Again, I don't think it's really worthy of including, but because these are different format, but that is the one that got the fewest views on our channel, 38,000 views. All right, now we're going to talk about some Babylon Bee prophecies fulfilled.
The Babylon Bee's prophecies fulfilled 2022.
Sometimes we write headlines and they come true. And these are the ones that we are claiming were fulfilled in 2022. Some are loose fulfillments. Some are
direct.
Direct.
But the Babylon Bee published an article that said, the headline that says, Congress passes law making every day January 6th so they can think about it all the time.
They said, every day is Jan 6 now.
The New York Times published an opinion piece, every day is January 6th now, on January 1st, 2022.
That is what they want to do.
That's awesome.
Incredible. All right, here's another one. We said, oh no, Biden checks his to-do list and realizes he totally forgot to shut down the virus. And apparently there was an article published saying Biden's to-do list for 2022 looks a lot like 2021's. And in the article, they noted that he did not.
And it
shut down the virus.
It was fulfilled January 2nd, so we're doing one for each day.
One a day so far. Yeah,
that's really good. All right, prophecy number 55. We said Gavin Newsom named U-Haul Salesperson of the Year. They said there was an article published that said Californians fleeing for Texas so fast the U-Haul runs out of trucks for them.
It's true. That happened in New York too. All the one-way U-Hauls are sold out.
Yeah.
Prophecy number 56, we said, striking blow against toxic toxic masculinity, man graciously allows wife to shovel driveway.
Yep.
And they said, even after a 12-hour night shift at the hospital last night, my wife still has the energy to shovel the driveway. God bless her and all of our frontliners. Time to make her some breakfast.
This was prayer an actual emoji. Tweet from a guy here.
Yeah.
takes a picture of his wife out the window.
And time to make her some breakfast and get my nails done.
After she comes home from a 12-hour shift at work, he's like, God bless her. She's out there shoveling the drive.
Yeah, why not go out and help her there instead of taking a picture?
I think he might have been posting that to be a little tongue-in-cheek.
If I remember the follow-up, I don't think so. But maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I hope so for his marriage.
Benefit of the doubt. Here's another one. We said Biden warns Russia that if they invade Ukraine, America... I'm just moving things along. That if they invade Ukraine, America will evacuate haphazardly and leave $86 billion in weapons behind. And just about a month later, the Biden administration warned it will not be in a position to evacuate U.S. citizens from Ukraine.
Leftists deeply afraid things could go back to normal. And they said lifting restrictions could cause anxiety for many as unknowns persist.
Experts. Yep, the experts. Trust the experts. Just in time. Pfizer introduces miracle treatment for myocarditis. And they then said, what if #mRNA could treat life-threatening #cardiovascular diseases such as #heart failure? We are collaborating with @AstraZeneca on an mRNA therapeutic, AZD8601, that encodes for VEGF-A, to promote recovery of cardiac function through tissue regeneration.
That is nigh unintelligible.
I have no idea what you just said, but you read it really
#hashtag.
Well.
#hashtag.
So Pfizer announced that they would be researching using their mRNA technology to try to treat heart failure.
That's
after
amazing.
We made the joke that they would come out with a...
All right, prophecies.
We'll treat the thing that we caused with more of what we used
they
to
allegedly
cause it.
Caused. Allegedly.
Prophecy
number 60. Man's baptism overturned after instant replay reveals he was not fully submerged.
That's pretty funny.
R. Scott Clark would disagree. They said, a pastor baptized people for decades using one wrong word. Now those are all considered invalid.
What word?
Yeah. I could think of only a couple words that would.
That's like what?
Like,
what
do you
denomination?
Say Satan instead of Jesus?
Because
that would invalidate it probably.
All
right, here's another one. Xi Jinping criticizes Trudeau's heavy-handed approach. We made that joke, and 1 week later, February 23rd, 2022, they said China slams Canada over Hong Kong and Ottawa protests.
It's awesome.
The Babylon Bee wrote, Researchers determine the science has changed after carefully examining poll numbers. And they said, we joke about Dems getting the memo that it's time to shut down COVID due to looming midterms. Turns out there's an actual memo.
Yep.
So there was an actual memo that Megan Basham of the Daily Wire tweeted out.
And it's basically talking points for Democrats to win the election.
Oh, yeah. This is like a Democrat think tank that sent this out. And they're saying, look, people aren't dealing with the lockdown and stuff anymore. So here's how we're going to change our messaging on COVID.
So nuts.
So, yeah, they're just following the poll numbers, not
so
the science.
Crazy.
So insane. Babylon Bee wrote, Biden administration deploys elite squad of TikTok influencers to stop Taliban.
Woo.
And then they said, the White House is briefing TikTok stars about the war in Ukraine.
We merely got the country wrong, but that's awesome.
And inviting women impersonators to talk about girlhood and women's rights.
Man.
And
we couldn't have predicted
more
that
retardation.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That's a dirty word.
We're keeping that in. This is a Babylon Bee headline. Progressive surprised to learn he can still wear a mask even without the government forcing him to. A headline published in Real News 1 month later. An epidemiologist announces that in defiance of the mask mandate removal, I am double masked and bringing some sass to the airport.
I'm just imagining Z, the guy who played Xanther.
Oh, Xanther.
Just going through the airport with two masks on.
I love Xanther. He's my favorite.
He was so funny.
Prophecy 66. The Bee writes, Dems explain they don't want billionaires controlling our media unless they're Bezos, Zuckerberg, Gates, Bloomberg, Buffett, or Soros. They said, this deal is dangerous for a democracy. Billionaires like Elon Musk play by a different set of rules than everyone else, accumulating power for their own gain. We need a wealth tax and strong rules to hold big tech accountable.
Is that that sounds like Elizabeth Warren. I wonder if that was Elizabeth. Not all of these have.
After Elon Musk started throwing his weight around, oh, elites are bad.
This is a really good one. And this one was just like a 2-day prophecy fulfillment.
Wow. Disinformation Governance Board determines all criticism of Disinformation Governance Board to be disinformation. I love those jokes. Repetition. They said Mayorkas cites misinformation about Homeland Security's disinformation work.
I love that.
You don't get much closer.
And I like our video about this.
Yes.
So funny. All right. We published a headline on March 25th. Well, this is 1 year before the fulfillment. Service stations begin widening signs in preparation for higher gas prices. There was a headline in May 2022, Washington gas stations run out of gas, add extra digit in anticipation of $10 prices.
Oh, I like this.
Are we on the pulse or what?
This is amazing, yeah.
Brandon's up.
Mattel unveils new pregnant Ken doll, which we also made an excellent
sketch.
Video, yeah.
Excellent
and
sketch.
What they said... Laverne Cox is working with Mattel to design the first transgender Barbie doll.
I actually saw this one go around, and everyone did think it was real. And I actually was like, wait, is it really happening? And it was like, no, it actually was just this Babylon Bee article that like spawned people actually thinking, like, can't wait for the Ken doll that's pregnant.
And then there really is one, so. There was a headline the Babylon Bee published, neighbors with Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, and Hispanic Lives Matter yard signs are getting awfully close to all lives
matter. You can't say that. You can't say all lives matter.
Okay, I'm sorry. And 1 year later, Tim Young, a comedian on Twitter, posted a screenshot of or a picture of like his neighbor's yard or something. It has Asian Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, No One's Illegal on Stolen Land, and Juneteenth Freedom Day. And he says they are getting real close to all
Did
lives
he just
matter.
Steal our punchline?
It's closer to a comedic convergence of jokes than a fulfillment, but
right.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
A comedic convergence of jokes.
Prophecy 71, we said at the Babylon Bee, covert Navy SEAL team really starting to regret wearing these Pride Month uniforms. And there was an article that came out not too long after.
3 years
about
after.
2 years, 3 years after. Throughout June, the USMC, that's the Marine Corps, takes pride in recognizing and honoring the contributions of our LGBTQ service members.
What does that stand for?
It's of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and
questioning.
Queer.
Questioning.
We remain committed to fostering an environment free from discrimination and defend the values of treating all equally with dignity and respect.
Did they have
except for white people?
We don't always see the pictures that goes. I wonder if there was like a rainbow something or another. Because otherwise, no. I don't see the.
It must be like a.
They might have tweeted out like a graphic that had rainbow like soldier type stuff. I forget. I'll have to go back and look at them.
Prophecy 72. The Babylon Bee said, unvaccinated man feeling left out as all his vaccinated friends have COVID. Sad. They said, why boosted Americans seem to be getting more COVID-19 infections?
We're not sure why.
By the way, this numbering is all prophecies from all time. And we're only reading the 2022
Great
ones.
Video.
That's why you might be saying, why are
starring
they
starting my brother.
Yeah.
Prophecy 73, the Bee says, Play School unveils Vaccinate Me Elmo. And we covered this before, but Elmo got vaccinated.
It's
so.
Absolutely insane.
Just a few months later, we said, Babylon Bee headline, Clarence Thomas receives invite to celebration of first Black Supreme Court justice. Good Morning America posted a tweet that praised Justice Jackson as the first Black Supreme Court justice. And eventually they did delete the tweet.
That's funny.
But it's ridiculous because not only is she not the first, not the second, but literally not even the first, like current, like not even
like
just
there's one
in
there.
The current
yeah.
Supreme
same,
Court.
In the same collection of Supreme Court justices. Yeah.
They're a bunch of idiots.
They're not looking.
Prophecy number 75, Merriam-Webster replaces definition of woman with shrug emoji.
Exactly. One month later, it looks like about.
1 month later, it said it was exactly bound about. To happen. Merriam-Webster has changed its dictionary definition of female to appease the trans activists. I just read
it's
that.
It's even worse.
And I was pissed.
The new angry. One is even, the new story is even worse, but yeah. They did, yeah.
The most recent thing.
Prophecy 76, Babylon Bee said, hardworking plumber looking forward to paying for his neighbor's gender studies degree. And they said, Biden's student loan handout taxes the poor and throws gas on the inflation fire. Well, a little bit later, but.
Great video.
Great video. We made a really funny video about that.
Yeah, Prophecy 77, the Bee says, state with no electricity orders everyone to drive cars that run on electricity. They said, can't make it up. California asked residents to stop charging electric cars on strain grid the week after passing a law to ban gas-powered cars.
I like that accent.
Yep.
I assume that's not the Bee headline. That's the way it's worded.
Right.
All right, here's another one. The Babylon Bee ran an article. Eminem introduces new trans character who identifies as a Skittle. And the real story later on that year was M&M's introduces a purple candy mascot to celebrate acceptance and inclusivity.
Nice.
Very close.
Here's another one. 9 reasons not to worry about the tanking economy. They said seven ways a recession could be good for you financially.
2 days later.
Well, they do say your assets increase in value.
You bunch of morons.
Well, there are different things, like if you're holding assets versus like if you're a debtor or a creditor, it can be good or bad. But
right.
Generally, it's still...
Maybe I read that and I was like, okay. And
it's
like,
still a shrinking economy, which is still generally
still
bad
not,
for everybody.
Not great. Not great. Babylon Bee said, after returning to the White House, Biden asked Harris to explain banged up presidential limo. They said, Secret Service says VP Harris's motorcade first reported mechanical failure when vehicle actually hit a curb. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that actually happened.
She probably wanted to drive.
She lunged for the wheel.
Yeah, lunged for the wheel.
The B says, epileptic child has seizure after gazing at latest pride flag. I like how it uses the word gazing.
That's really funny.
Said,
it
is
that.
Inspired by the public response to our 2022 Pride flag, we're expanding our design to represent 40 LGBTQIA plus communities.
Let's throw that on the screen because you guys have to see this. It's Microsoft's. It was Microsoft's design, and it looks absolutely
like a kaleidoscope of
it's just crazy
of gayness.
Gayness.
It's a gay kaleidoscope. Oh wow. Okay. So here's another one. Fox News preemptively calls Arizona for Biden in 2024. That was like a long time before that.
So they
actually did release this. Fox 10 in Phoenix, Carrie Lake's former station, just displayed a graphic showing Katie Hobbs won the Arizona governor's race 12 days before the election.
Yeah, I remember this. They threw it up on the screen.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
They said, we just have all these test graphics. And
we had this prepared.
Oh, we're just testing it. Kind of like how they published Betty White died, or Betty White reaches her 100th birthday before, sent it out to stores, and then she died. Do they do that?
It's like that old SNL sketch with Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford.
One of my favorite things, and I'm bummed I didn't run out and go get a copy of it, but in 2016, they sent out, I think it was Time Magazine, they printed the Hillary Clinton.
It was Newsweek, I think. Madame President.
I wish I'd
honestly. That is
a
like a real.
Can I get that
piece
on eBay? Can we, guys? Can you look on eBay and see if we can?
It's probably so expensive, which is probably why you'd want it. It's insane.
No, just for the money,
it'd be great to have up here on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. Babylon Bee wrote: Biden says it may take days for Democrat votes to be double counted. And 4 days later. The White House warned that election results may not be clear until a few days after the election. It takes some time.
Don't you guys think it's a little shady that, like, ever since Trump got into office, election days have turned into election weeks?
Oh, yeah,
and, like, mail-in voting is, like, everyone needs the right to vote, even people who can't get off their haunches and vote in person on election day. It gets so infuriating when I actually realize what's happening. It is insane.
Yeah.
We wrote the new... No, I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Insane.
We wrote, a new Disney CEO promises to make child grooming slightly less obvious. Someone wrote this headline 7 days later. I have obtained video from returning Disney CEO Bob Iger's first town hall with employees in which he signals that he will work to quiet things down politically and move toward neutrality in the culture war.
Also, shout out to Brandon posting his like screenshot. Can I share this? Yeah, his screenshot of why he's canceling Disney Plus. And all the reasons like, too expensive. Oh, not watched everything. And the other, he puts too much gay stuff. And that's exactly why
did
I
you
canceled.
Submit that?
I did.
Okay. That was a submission to Disney Plus you gave. Yeah, that's
quiet down on the gay stuff.
Too much gay stuff. All right,
we have one more prophecy.
And for the purists that are saying, why didn't you cancel it before? It's because I bought like the 3-year subscription. So it was like, it was a long time ago.
We have one more prophecy.
One more. Library under fire for hosting controversial straight male story hour.
3 years ago.
That was 3 years ago. And then just recently, December 7th, 2022, Kirk Cameron is denied story hour slot by public libraries for his new faith-based kids book.
That's so close.
Which they retracted as well. So they're letting him do it in libraries
now.
It's
just amazing.
Because of the pressure.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining us on this wonderful celebration. We are going to move into our subscriber lounge now for these subscribers. Happy New Year, everyone. We will see you next time.
And let's cut it on a...
coming up next for Babylon Bee subscribers.
And we got a treat for you today. We have some random subscriber stats from the year we can look at.
0.02 mil. Wow.
Well done.
I wonder who the last one could be.
Yeah. I think we know the answer to this, and it's at 7.23 million.
Whoa.
The person with the least life on the Babylon Bee
yep.
website.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it up for...
This has been another edition of the Bee Weekly from the dedicated team of certified fake news journalists you can trust here at the Babylon Bee, reminding you to go forth and punch Satan right in the face.